T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I have just two words for you.
Right now, it's Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
On St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Good evening, St. Louis. This is Braxton Payne filling in for Michael Kelly with his esteemed best friend and partner and the best snooker player in St. Louis,
John Hancock.
I don't like to talk. I've seen you play some pool. It's pretty impressive, John. Yeah. During the break, I was on TikTok. Oh. Which is, an app that us millennials and Gen Z and
the
Gen X
TikTok.
Use.
I don't know that I've ever done a TikTok.
Yeah. And what I'm in, so when you're in TikTok, right? Yeah. You get into different streams. And so this
stream,
is like,
streams on the TikTok.
So like, there's food, there's
get
dogs,
the
there's
TikTok.
There's shows like that I like to watch that are
show
on there.
TikTok.
And I'm now
TikTok?
Donut TikTok. So it's a video streaming service, or yeah. I guess you can go up to 2 or 3 minutes now. It was owned by the Chinese. I think they sold it to an American due to some privacy laws, but they had the best algorithm. I mean, the most amazing algorithm. And I'm in Donut TikTok after searching for donuts on Saturday.
Fascinating.
And so I was wondering, what is your favorite donut to partake in?
Well, that's a complicated question, Braxton. So you got your donuts. So what I don't like. Let's start with what I don't like.
Okay.
So when they take a perfectly good donut and they pump it full of crap. The creamy crap, I don't care what it is. It's crap. It's not a donut. A donut should be a dough and a nut. I mean, yeah, put a nut on there. I would like to say the old fashioned, which is just like
a good old glaze.
No. The glazed has the glaze on it.
Okay.
So the old fashioned is the glazed without the glaze.
Gotcha.
It's just a donut. But I like the glaze. I like the donut. The old fashioned. I can be tempted with the Long John.
Chocolate or vanilla?
The truth be told, the chocolate Long John.
Oh,
it's an experience because a donut. You could conceivably eat a donut in 3 bites.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Long John, on the other hand, you're in that thing for like at least 5 bites.
Yeah,
and
I think it's easier to eat. It's good to dip in coffee.
Yes.
So they're perfect for that.
Oh.
If you like coffee, I like the sprinkles. I like the vanilla
like the
with sprinkles. Yeah.
Huh.
I think that would be my favorite.
A little crunchy. I mean, if I want a crunch, I'll kind of go elsewhere. To each his own. To each his own donut.
I mean, it's.
But the coffee thing, that's interesting. So, do you have Girl Scout cookies? You ever do those?
Yeah. So, of course.
Do you dip your cookies in your coffee?
So, I don't drink coffee anymore. It's something I've given up, but I do drink tea.
These kids.
So, I haven't drank coffee in about 4 or 5 years now, so I don't even drink caffeine, period.
Abby, do you drink coffee?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But I love often. So I love a good
it.
Sleepy time or chamomile tea at the end of
tea.
The night.
Yeah,
and I love my bag. Thin mints in there.
Yeah.
And I like to let the thin mints melt inside the tea so you get the minty flavor. That's what I like.
So you guys are both too young to remember the old Scott teas. That's the shortbread cookie of the Girl Scouts.
Okay.
And somewhere when Obama got elected,
it's always his fault.
Somewhere back in the 2000s, the Scott T's, as long as I can remember, you had, and they were shaped like a little stop sign. And they were shortbread cookies, and they had sugar on top. You remember the sugar on? You don't remember the sugar on top. And they had sugar on top of them. I mean, like a lot of it. And that sucker, you dip that sucker in the coffee, and the sugar gets into the coffee, and the coffee takes it, and it's all mushy. And you take, you pull that out, and you just have the little shortbread around your thumb and your index finger there, and that's the only dry part of the whole cookie. And you put that puppy in your mouth, and it melts away, and the sugar is still crystallized in there, and it's oh my gosh, it's so great. And they took the sugar.
Well, it probably
out
died
of
the
Scott
with
Thieves.
The generation that loved it. I mean, if they're that old.
436-7900 1-800-925-1120. I think it's a conspiracy. I think the Girl Scouts had something really good going, and for whatever reason, they decided to penalize all of the God-fearing Americans out there by taking the sugar off of the Scott Teas.
Yeah.
Well, if you remember the sugar on the Scott Teas, I would love to hear from you because it was the finest cookie ever made.
So
I think
I have a theory around the Girl Scouts. You know, we have these MLMs, the multi-level marketing schemes that a lot of millennials are doing on Facebook. You know, they sell the makeup or they sell, I mean, I don't even know, like the weight
wrapping
loss
paper.
Something. And it's all stemming from Girl Scouts. I mean, they learned
what
it was
a
multi-level marketing racket, and still is. And I mean, they do a good job.
They do.
I mean, but
they used to when they put the sugar on the Scott Teas.
Okay, so I like Samoas and the Thin Mints, and
Samoa,
I got into the Dosey-Dos, the ones with the coconut on top.
Yeah, the coconut. All right,
and because those have a little bit of like a crunch, but they're also a little gooey.
Yeah, I mean,
those were my favorites. Do you like your cookies? Do you put your Thin Mints in the fridge or the freezer?
Freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people that don't do that, I think, are...
They're not Americans.
Yeah, I just don't think it's
okay.
So, I mean,
you got all these people now that aren't Americans living here, and they don't put their Thin Mints in the freezer. What's the matter with people?
So, speaking of... we're speaking about TikToks and going down what we call rabbit holes.
TikToks, by the way.
Yes, of course. I have some right here in my bag.
How many TikToks would a typical mouthful... You're not a one TikTok person, right?
Usually two.
But, two.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I'm like two everything.
Four
I can't just have one thing.
I do four or five of the Tic Tacs.
I mean, I like one or two at a time.
The thing about it, you can put five Tic Tacs in your mouth. You can have Tic Tacs everywhere.
Yeah.
You got them up over, you know, under your jaw over here. You got them down below. You got one under your lip, like the.
Or do you like the flavored, like the
white Tic Tac,
the white ones? Yeah, totally.
I mean, why would you do anything other than the white Tic Tac?
Oh, I mean, there's just certain things you just like shouldn't mess with. You
right.
know, when it comes to like you know pizza, hot dogs, you know, a good steak. You know, you just don't. You don't. I mean, talking about steak, I love steak. My wife doesn't like steak, so when I go out to dinner...
She doesn't like steak.
No, so that's my treat.
You married this woman, and she doesn't like steak.
But she'll eat it, but it's my treat when we go out to dinner, right?
All right.
So I see these people at restaurants, and they're getting, like, the A1 steak sauce, or they get, like, this butter something on top of it. Just give me a steak. If it's a good steak, you don't need any accoutrements.
This is why elections go the way they go. People are putting A1 on their steaks.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, hello? I mean, if whatever that piece of meat you've put on your plate, if it requires A1 to be edible, don't buy it in the first place.
Well, I mean, or you can get it cooked well done with ketchup, like President Donald Trump
and make it into a form of a shoe and wear it to work. But, I mean, don't eat the darn thing.
So, John,
yes,
what would you say your worst food habit is? Or your Achilles heel, or you have a fast food addiction?
No. My father grew up during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was a kid, if there was food out there, it was to be eaten.
Mm-hmm.
you didn't not eat whatever food was on the table. Or if you did not eat it, you ate it tomorrow. And I don't like leftovers. So my problem is if you put, and I'm married to a Greek woman who's she serves food for that's in her DNA. She can't help it. And so if it's on the plate, I eat it. And I could be full. I could have been full 20 minutes ago. But if there's food sitting there, because Dad grew up during the Depression, I'm going to eat that stuff.
My parents used to make me sit at the dinner table until I'd finish my food.
Yeah, right.
And they used to tell me that the fish sticks were chicken nuggets. And I still believe that till I was probably 12 or 13.
You know, I haven't had a fish stick in decades. Mrs. Paul's. We used to have those.
Do they still sell them? I'm sure they do.
Oh, of course they do. They weren't that bad, except this is going back into the deep, dark recesses of my memory. But, you know, fish is supposed to be kind of white. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you cut into that fish stick.
It's like the bottom of a salmon.
There's something in there that's not supposed to be in there, you know? Mm-hmm. But you eat it because it's on the plate.
Oh, yeah. I just think that, like...
We were going to talk about digital marketing.
We can still do that in a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I love going out to dinner, as we mentioned. But I also think that my Achilles heel would be pizza. I could eat pizza for every meal, now, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all the time.
Oh,
because there's so many different options.
Cold pizza?
Oh, yeah. I love Emo's. I think Emo's is better cold than it is warm. Yeah. I could totally eat cold pizza.
In the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With your little frou-frou tea.
I don't even drink tea. It's sparkling water.
Of course it is.
I mean, that's what it is. Club soda in the morning.
Sparkling water.
That's what I drink.
And it's cold pizza.
I have a lot of other bad habits, and the coffee's not one of them.
Well, he's Braxton Payne. He's an expert in digital marketing, and somehow we're going to figure out a way to talk about that when we return. Braxton, and nobody wanted to call about the Scott T's. I am very disappointed in all of you people
out
there.
They're all sleeping or dead.
It was the greatest cookie ever made in the history. And think about the history of cookies. I mean, that's a long history. And the Scott T with the sugar on it was the finest cookie. And nobody, not one of you people, has dared to call in. I'm very disappointed. We're going to have to deal with this next week when Michael Kelly is back. But until then, we're going to talk a little digital marketing right here on the Voice of St. Louis News Radio 1120 KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good evening. This is Braxton Payne filling in for Michael Kelly. I am here with John Hancock.
You're doing a great job, Braxton.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my first time co-hosting, been on KMOX very many times, but this is the first time actually co-hosting.
It's a different deal, right?
I mean, it's a little bit different.
Because when you're a guest, you're like answering questions and blah, blah, blah. But now you're a host. Yeah. You're a host.
Yeah. I mean, it's been fun. I mean, it's nice and dark, even though it gets dark at 5 o'clock, which is a whole different
situation. Well, we got that lamp over there now, which we never used to have.
Is this the one that Trish was talking about?
Trish Gazelle's. Yeah, Trish Gazelle's lamp.
She stole it back.
She did. It's in the corner there. It's nice. A brand new addition here to Studio B at the Voice of St. Louis.
It's nice.
It's nice in here.
Yeah.
We got the lights are turned down low.
So one of the things that we were supposed to talk about instead of donuts and cookies last hour was digital marketing and kind of what I do for a living. And, you know, I didn't go to school for it. It was just kind of something happenstance. I had social media, and at the time it was, you know, coming up in political campaigns. You know, it was everyone needed a Facebook page, and then it became everyone needed a Twitter account, Instagram. And
now you're looking at donuts on TikTok.
Now I'm looking at donuts on TikTok. Uh-huh. So one of the things that I think, John, I think you might experience this with clients on the Republican side is explaining, number one, how it works, and number two, why they need it for a campaign and why it's something that's successful.
Yeah, and you know, we've spent, I go back to the Neanderthal age when targeting meant you separated who got which piece of mail in the mailbox. You know, that's how we used to target. Or you'd buy the Golf Channel to talk to Republicans, and you'd buy Oprah to talk to Democrats on television. I mean, that was targeting back in my day. And what is able to be done today on digital marketing and the precision of the targeting, whether it's politics or certainly
anything,
what kinds of information is accessible to people like you who are buying
data.
The slots and the data and sending out the messaging.
Yeah, pretty much everything is probably the best answer. You know, I always tell people, you know, unless you have a flip phone and pay for that flip phone in cash with a card and you only use cash and don't use a credit card, everything's pretty much attached. I think one of the best examples that I always use in pitches to describe this is if you go to Walgreens or you go to CVS, which most of us do,
right.
You have that Walgreens or CVS card to get those quote unquote discounts.
Right.
All that is they're making the money up on the back end, because what they do is they sell that data of what you bought on your credit card, connect it to your credit card, and they sell it to companies that pay for that information.
That make brown shoe polish, for
exactly.
example.
Then,
I just bought some brown shoe polish.
And then you'll be seeing ads on, you know, whether or not it's online or if it's in your mailbox, you'll be getting ads for those types of things.
And there are different kinds of ads. So if you're the digital marketers, they can reach you in multiple different ways.
Oh, totally. So you're a lot of times what you do is you buy the person, right? You're not buying the platform anymore. You used to buy the Post-Dispatch. If you wanted to get an ad in the Post-Dispatch, you go to the Post-Dispatch and say, hey, I want an ad on your website. Now that's, in my opinion, not the best way to do it. You buy the people you're trying to target. Each phone, each smartphone has a unique device ID. They're all different. We all have our own. And 96% of Americans leave their location services on all the time. So what that means is you can go and they know I'm here at this building right now. And if I wanted to target people that are just at this building, I can place an ad.
Say you've
just
got a Slurpee shop or a whatever you call those things. What do you call those things? They put the fruit in the thing and the ice.
A smoothie.
Yeah, right. Say you got a smoothie shop that's in the building here, which we do.
Yeah.
They would know that you're sitting in the building and they could send you a smoothie advertisement for their smoothie 100%. Right now.
Yep. Yep. And that's it happens. You know, we talk about, you know, we're not talking about politics, but political campaigns. What we do is, you know, when we have a candidate going knocking on doors, you know, you're not going to hit, you know, if you knock on three doors, you might get one answer, or, you know, you might get one answer in five. So
might
what we
get
do
bit
is,
by a dog,
but you leave something behind, right? You leave a little piece of literature behind and
your
say, hey,
sometimes.
I was here. So what we do is we target ads for the week before and the week after that they go knock on those doors, because, you know, it's good to get, you know, any type of marketing. The more you see it. I mean, we talked about, you know, I don't know if it was you or maybe it was on the Glover show about RC Cola and Coca-Cola. You know, Coca-Cola spends millions and billions of dollars. Is their soda really that much different? I mean, yes, there could be an argument. There's a lot of opinions of, yes, it tastes different, but their recognition is there. So what you do with these targeting is, I know you bought a razor. Even though it's not my brand, I'm going to make sure that you know that my razor is better than yours.
Well, and it's so true. You know, so I got into snooker, Michael and I. And so a couple of years ago, less than 2 years ago, but just before COVID, I went out there to billiards.com and I bought me and Michael our own snooker cues, because they're different than a pool cue. Buddy, I get billiards advertising.
All the time.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I go to a YouTube channel to watch the highlights from the game last night, and I get a pool cue ad for 15 seconds before. And
so one of the best things that they're doing in the marketing industry now is you'll see, especially if you're an avid user of Facebook, if you go buy, you know, shorts or something like that, and you'll see ads from other, quote-unquote, other companies, but they're all using the same manufacturer. So it's really the same product, just branded under different companies. So you think you're getting a different product, and they all share that data. And then, you know, obviously you can buy data from companies because that's how they make money on the back end.
So to answer me this, because this really kind of freaks me out. So we're sitting there, it's me and Georgianne, the kids, and we're talking about, you know, kids, one of these days, you know, dad's going to need some extra help and, you know, we might want to look at a nursing home and, you know, what are you know, we have the family conversation about that. I've never looked it up online. I've never gone to a website. I've simply talked about nursing homes.
Yeah.
And then, bam, I start getting nursing home. How does that work?
So a couple of things. It's we call those contextual targets. So you are lumped in. So those are highly targets. We're talking about Smoothie King, and then there's a contextual target. So they target you based on your age. Usually your socioeconomic status is a big one.
But they're not listening to my conversation.
No. I mean, if they are, that would be awesome. But you, when you do click, like Facebook, like if you spend a certain amount of time on a certain thing, they'll reserve you that again. And now you don't never have to click on it, never have to like it, never have to comment. But if your eyes are on that on your screen for over a certain amount of time, it goes into their algorithm that you may be interested in this type of information. So then that'll continue. So maybe if you're scrolling through something and you spent 2 seconds on a nursing home ad and you only spent 1 second on a dog video, they're going to reserve you those nursing home ads over and over again.
Wow. But they're not listening to my conversation.
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. I mean, I think that would be pretty illegal.
Yeah. I mean, but it is weird, though, because I've talked to people that, but it's probably because we've spoken it, but we've also probably checked.
Or you know, when you're talking about something in a conversation and you see it on your phone, you probably thought, oh, that's weird. So you spent more time looking at that than you did than you normally. So then you get it reserved again and it just goes into your consciousness and the algorithm.
Folks are keeping an eye on us out there, you and me and even Braxton Payne. In fact, Braxton Payne is probably keeping an eye on you right now. It's kind of scary. Hey, well, we're getting close to the end here. But when we come back, we're going to revisit this football topic. Really fascinating results from a survey that Braxton's company did, released today, about you, about St. Louisans, and how they feel about this St. Louis lawsuit against the now LA Rams, and what should be done as a result, and what St. Louis should get out of the deal. We'll talk about that after this on KMOX. Hey, y'all, John Hancock in for Hancock and Kelly. Braxton Payne is my sidekick this evening. He's been absolutely informative and delightful, Braxton. Thanks so much, John, for filling in. We're watching over your shoulder there. We're watching the Los Angeles Rams losing to the San Francisco 49ers 31-7 right now. And the Rams are driving. And the Rams, of course, used to be driving down at the Edward Jones Dome here in St. Louis. They won the Super Bowl in the year 2000. Had some very good seasons in St. Louis before Stan Kroenke decided he was going to deconstruct the team and basically generate a loser that would then reduce attendance that would then allow him to have some kind of an excuse to get out of town. Well, we now know that it looks like he violated the league's relocation guidelines. The league violated those guidelines. And you, Braxton Payne, at the Show Me Victories, conducted a survey.
Right.
And you found that 71% of people in St. Louis, of registered voters, are paying a lot or some attention to this story. That's a lot.
Yeah, it definitely, especially like any type of I would consider this even like a political issue because the money at the end of the day, if there's a settlement, it's going to go back to the sports authority and St. Louis City and St. Louis County governments. So that'll be an interesting whole different conversation we can talk about. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But we saw we asked them, four basic questions, whether or not they would support or oppose different items. We asked them if they would support a new team, a new whole new expansion team.
Yeah, expansion team.
The Los Angeles Chargers coming to St. Louis, which is something that's been floated. The $1 billion-plus settlement that's been floated. But then also, would we support it just going to a jury trial? And so a couple of things that I found that was really interesting with this survey was, the even split among what people would want.
Right.
So we studied 700 registered voters in St. Louis City and St. Louis County.
That's a lot.
And we have a margin of error of plus or minus 4%.
Yeah.
With that question of those four situations, 22% said they would support if they had to choose. They would support a new expansion team. Only 10% said they would like the Chargers to relocate.
Nobody wants the Chargers.
Which is not surprising. They're not a great team. Then the $1 billion settlement was at 24%. So right within the margin of error of the first one, the expansion. And then 23% support a jury trial.
So, wow, really kind of split.
And then 21% said they don't know. So they could support one of those or multiple of those.
Yeah, I think the people that say they would like to see the jury trial, they want to see the NFL get soaked.
Yeah.
And that's basically what that's communicating. But I was a little bit surprised at how healthy the percentage was of people that wanted a football team after all of this. Because those of us of a certain age remember the Cardinals leaving after the 1988 season. And now we remember the Rams leaving after the 2016 season.
Right.
And do you want to go through that? I mean, and the NFL is a cabal.
Well,
and I don't, I mean, me personally, I don't know that I want another football team with that league.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting with the NFL is, St. Louis has great viewership. And not only watching the NFL, soccer, hockey, we're always in the top 10, and we're not that big of a,
right,
of a market.
Right.
Baseball. And I think one of the things that's interesting is you saw the Los Angeles when they had no team, yeah, and then they had two teams. Their viewership of the NFL just dropped.
Yeah.
Because they were more of a betting town. And, you know, so in our poll, we had 49% said they would like an expansion team. So about 50% of registered voters said,
yeah, that hey, surprised me. I think that was the most surprising finding in this whole survey, that one out of every two St. Louisans would take an expansion NFL team.
And maybe some of that has to do with the Battlehawks' success. You know, we see, okay, we're going to get a new team with no baggage. We're able to brand it and do with, you know, who knows what the ownership, you know, what the stadium would look like. We didn't ask any of those questions. But would you just generally support it? And I think that, obviously it's always a possibility that we could get one out of this settlement.
Was there any kind of, I'm thinking about age groups.
Mm-hmm.
Were older people less likely to want up another football team and just say to heck with it, we're done, and younger people were more likely, or was it other than that?
No, actually, younger people were the least supportive.
Wow.
So between the ages of 18 to 39, only 40% said that they would support an expansion team. Actually, the highest number was ages 40 to 49, which was 58% said they would support an expansion team.
That's interesting.
And then ages 50 to 64 was 53%, and then 65 plus, so your oldest generation, you're most likely to vote, said 50%. They would like a.
So the younger people are
team.
Done with them. That's interesting.
And I think that's something that it's recent to them. Maybe it has something to do with the Cardinals. You know, we lost a team, we got another team, so
right,
they think, okay, we could do this whole, you know, caboodle again.
Yeah, it was so hard though. When the football Cardinals left, and they were really bad in the beginning, and then they were really good. They had a 3 or 4 year run in the early 70s where they were quite good, and then they were really bad again. And by the time they left, they were starting to get good again, and that was hard. I was a big diehard Big Red fan, lived and breathed it. You know, and you're sick on Mondays when they lose, and you're happy when they win, and that's kind of the life of a football fan. And then the Rams came, and the Rams were, I mean, they were the LA, you know, they were the Los Angeles Rams,
right,
and now they're in St. Louis. That's kind of cool. You got a team, and by the time they got good in the Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce era, that was way cool. And this town was electric over the Rams. And then they were so bad at the end for 5 or 6 years in a row, and they're gone. And the NFL is such a cartel.
I would love an expansion team personally. I think it would be fun. I mean, who knows the logistics of it? But also, I would love to see a jury trial. I would love to see Robert Kraft take the stand.
Me too.
I would love to see Stan Kroenke, Roger Goodell. Love them just to have to testify and under oath. And they have all those papers, or most of them, they're going to get, you know, Robert Kraft still holding out, I think the last I heard.
Right.
But if they're going to have, they can't lie. And they knew what they did. It was a money grab to get a team in LA with this multi-million dollar sports complex, billion dollar sports complex, I guess. I just think they knew exactly what they were getting into.
And knew for some years what was going on. I mean, this didn't just happen and oops, boy, the fans are no good. I mean, this was an orchestrated, planned exodus of a city in order to cash in, in another market. I mean, that's what it was.
Totally. We sent out this poll. You know, I sent an email blast out to some clients that are in different cities, and the responses I got from them, like, you know, the narrative that St. Louis is a bad sports town is, you know, my friends in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Green Bay is obviously, you know, a town of 100,000 people, and they fit 80,000 people in that stadium. You know, they come from everywhere. And they're like, nobody ever thought St. Louis was a bad sports town. I mean, the fact that they are even trying to use that narrative is just absolutely laughable.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's Braxton Payne with Show Me Victories. Really fascinating. If people want to find and dig into this poll, is there some place they can go?
Yeah, if you just go to showmevictories.com, it is right there on the homepage. If you scroll down a little bit, it's also on my Twitter page at BraxtonSTL.
All right, and when we come back, it's your time on the show. If you want to weigh in, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Otherwise, I'm going to tell a story. That's next on KMOX. Well, we're talking a little NFL. We're talking a little Rams losing tonight, which makes all of us happy. And joining us right now at 436-7900 is Big Al. Big Al, welcome to KMOX.
Great show, you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, I'm friends with Tom Banks to this day. I go back that far.
The
I had
center.
The press pass.
Tom Banks,
79.
Number 54.
Yes, sir. 54.
Yeah.
And I was wanted to be in broadcasting when I was 17, interviewed, went down for 4 years to every Big Red game, interviewed O.J. Simpson his last year, and Bidwell didn't want to leave.
No, that's
sure.
Right. That's right.
And Kroenke knew what he was doing as soon as he bought the option because he knew that George's kids couldn't pay the inheritance
tax.
Yep. Yep. 40% and can't use the team for collateral.
100%.
I went down to the relocation hearings at Peabody when Randy Carricker cried, God love him, and told those guys to leave, stand here, and do the right thing. And you know what? Bring your checkbook, Stan, and it'll never happen because they won't get those idiots on stage or on the stand. You know it. But my question is this, boss. Who says, first off, if the city and county leaders are calling the ball, we'll never get a team. Who in the heck is saying, okay, we want the money? Please tell me it ain't Tashara and Paige.
Well, I'm sure it is Tashara and Paige, and it's also probably the lawyers, right? I mean,
and the regional sports commission is part of that lawsuit as well.
Right.
Well, there's our only hope.
Yeah.
I mean, the regional.
All right, thanks, Big Al. Appreciate it. A little trip down memory lane there with Big Al talking about Tom Banks. He was a center. You know, that Cardinal team had one of the great offensive lines of all time. You had Dan Dierdorf at left tackle. Conrad Dobler was on that line. Tom Banks, Roger Finney was the right tackle of that line, and can't remember who the right guard was, but it was one of the finest offensive lines, and they protected Jim Hart. That's all before your time, Brax.
Speaking of offensive linemen, I believe it was defense. Dr. Golden, he was the president of FOPON when I was there for several years, and he was a football player, and I'll never forget when I met him for the first time, shaking his hand.
Yeah.
And I felt like his entire hand just engulfed mine. And I felt like you know, honestly, I was a toddler shaking a grown man's hand.
Those are big guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you think about, I don't know if you saw the game the other day, where the guard inadvertently caught the pass and ran to 327 pounds. And went tumbling into the end zone. Of course, he was ineligible, so the touchdown got called back, but it was still an impressive feat by a 300-pound lineman.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, Big Al was mentioning, like, who's going to make the final decision. I mean, I think they listen to the advice of the lawyers and get how much
team,
and I think they get as much money as they can out of the process. And knowing that right now, I mean, like you mentioned earlier, every single ruling by the judges have gone in the
well,
city.
Well, the NFL's tried to move this case out of St. Louis how many times now?
Four or five.
Yeah, and it ain't happening, clearly. And it's going to go to trial on January the 4th. And Al was right. The last thing the NFL, aside from spending all this money, which they are loath to do, but the last thing they want is to put all of their owners up on the stand for a trial because this is a cabal. It is a cabal, league.
I mean, it's all about the advertising. You know, advertising dollars is number one. You know, I've got the merchandise and all those things too. And I think with the NFL, I mean, they control Sundays, they control Thursdays, they control Monday nights.
Yeah, now, yeah.
I mean, and who knows when is? I mean, I was thinking about this on Sunday. I was like, okay, you get these Sunday games, and some of them are between 2-4 and it's the 0-6, the Detroit Lions team.
Right.
But it's all come down to the sports betting. I mean, my friends, I mean, it is absolutely insane. It's not just the fantasy football like it used to be. It's they have three fantasy leagues, and then they're also, you know, in Illinois and Missouri, it's, you know, not legal to bet online for sports yet. And all they do is they take that 5-minute drive across the river, park in a parking lot, and they place their bets. I mean,
yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you look at the top-rated television shows, it's football.
Oh, yeah.
It's
look at, like, what England, you know, right? You know, their most popular sport's soccer.
Right.
But they have betting programs on the front of their jerseys.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not far off from having, you know, a 1-800, you know, bet here now.
We cannot leave this program until we talk to Doug.
Okay.
Doug has got a cookie comment. finally, St. Louis has redeemed itself in my eye.
Did you text somebody? Did you text
Doug? You're on KMOX. What do you think about these cookies?
Well, John, all I can say is after you've had a really fine cigar, there's nothing better, or before a fine cigar, nothing better than some good coffee and some of those cookies you're talking about.
Yeah, the Scott, do you remember that they had the sugar on top of them? Remember those?
Of course I do.
Of course.
Absolutely.
So, Doug,
of course I do.
So Doug, we got through talking about it. We went to the break. I pulled my phone out, and I Googled Scott T, Girl Scout cookies, sugar.
Nowhere
it's as if they never existed.
Oh, I know. They're gone.
They're gone. But yeah, you can't even find historical references to them. I mean, they've been wiped out. The whole history of the sugar-laden Scott T cookie has been wiped off of the face of the earth. It's a conspiracy, Doug.
Well, there's your cancel culture for you.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, hey, Mr. Hancock, let me tell you something here.
Yeah, buddy.
If you can put me on hold, I can give my phone number to the lady who answered the phone, and you can give me a call sometime so you and I can get together and have that cigar in Chesterfield.
Doug, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, and the lovely and talented Abby is going to take your phone number down. At some point over the next few. Now, if I recall, Doug, you have some visual impairedness. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, but I get around. I take Lyft.
Yeah, but I would have to call you as opposed to text you, right?
No, you can text.
Oh, all right. Well, perfect.
Absolutely. Then,
so Abby's going to take your information down, Doug. I'll bring a couple of Cohibas by, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we don't have to do that. We can go to the cigar shop, and we can have a nice one there. He's got a nice, comfortable place there. And
can't beat it.
You have a little drink if you want, and, you know, the whole thing.
Doug, thank you. Thanks for joining the show, and thanks for reminiscing about the Scott T's.
You're welcome, and I really enjoy it. I always enjoy when you guys are on. It's always a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, sir. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. How about that, Brax? Somebody who remembers the Scott T cookie, the perfect cookie.
The one person in the, what does Charlie always say, 90,000 watts radius? 100,000.
100,000
watts.
50,000 watts, whatever it is. It's 50,000
watts.
Well,
so before I forget, we're talking about football, and I just wanted to say one thing. So we are getting professional, not really, college football in St. Louis for the first time.
What?
So my alma mater.
College football in St. Louis.
My alma mater, Fompon University, located in Clayton, Missouri, is going to have a sprint football team. It'll be the first in the Midwest. And sprint football was originated from, you know, the Ivy League schools, Princeton, Yale.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you have to be in the sprint football, John.
What's the sprint football?
So you have to weigh in before every game. You have to be under 185 pounds in order to play in this football league.
Lets me out.
And so what I think is interesting, too, is this league at Fompon is started by actually two females. We have a female athletic director and a female president. And their idea was, we want to get football.
So are
football
girls shows. Playing?
Girls can play. Anyone can play. But it's mainly going to be, I would think it's mostly going to be males. But we're going to play, you know, at a SLU High School's field. And I think it's going to be fun to have something back, something to tailgate on Saturdays.
But in all other respects, it's football.
Everything.
Four downs. Running backs, wide receivers.
Yep. The offensive line, defensive line.
The quarterback.
And it's, when I say it's popular in the Northeast, I mean, these Ivy League schools, it's one of their helmet sports in a lot of
these. Well, it's because those people don't eat anything up there. I mean, you got a bunch of people weighing 170 pounds and,
when was the last time you could play sprint football, John?
Well, when I was married, I weighed 165 pounds the day I got married almost 31 years ago. And I married this magnificent Greek woman who is a magnificent cook. And I have not weighed 165 pounds.
I can tell you, I went to Greece for my honeymoon. I was there for 10 days.
Yes.
And if I would have been there for 10 more days, I think I would have gained 10 more pounds.
Oh, well,
there is no doubt. It was the best food. I love sharing food, too.
Spanakopita.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal.
I mean, a baklava. I mean, I could just eat it by the blocks.
Yes. The moussaka.
I like it warm with a little bit of ice cream, too.
I'm starving. This is my problem. It's now 10 o'clock. I'm going to go home and eat. Thank you, Braxton.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Braxton. And thank you, Abby. You guys have been great to work with. Stick around. It's the Best of Glover coming up on The Voice of St. Louis. KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.